You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a Ask the Expert episode during the first hour. We have Rob Regish coming back on. These Ask the Expert episodes are really becoming very popular. I'm getting a lot of emails. Excuse me. I just ate a protein bar as the music was playing. Probably should have finished chewing. They're becoming very, very popular, especially these with Rob Regish. And then also we have one going right now with Brooks Kubik. And so we're going to have Rob Regish on during the first hour. During the second hour, we're going to be talking with Tommaso Mastrocola about the Muscle Beach Training Chronicles. I had a chance to talk to Tom at the Arnold this year. He was working the Quest Protein Bar booth. Interesting guy who really does live the life that we talk about here on Superhuman Radio, and we're going to be getting into a little deeper with him right after the first segment is over. But let's get started, first of all, with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. And I know that you are inundated with emails now as a result of the this Ask the Expert episodes that we've been doing here. Talk about it a little bit. You've been getting a real outpouring, haven't you?
Emails would be the tip of the iceberg. I'm getting texts, phone calls, private messages. And you know what? These guys have fantastic questions. And the questions that we're going to cover today and the answers that I'm going to give hopefully are going to help a lot of the listeners. And there are things you can put in practice immediately to benefit you today. So, yeah, I'm getting flooded, but I love it.
Yeah, no, it's all good stuff. And you know what? I like doing these types of shows where we get questions answered, you know, because we want to deliver information that's usable. And a lot of times we try to come up with topics that we think we have our finger on the pulse, but no, there's no finger on the pulse better than having the listeners say, this is what I want to know. And so it's a very efficient way to do these types of interviews. So where are we going to start? Did we miss anything last week? Did anyone email you and say, hey, you didn't answer my question the way I anticipated last week?
No, actually I got real good feedback from folks. All of the questions were answered to their satisfaction. And I even heard from a number of people, you know, that put into practice things like, you know, using cherry juice in and around the workout. And they noted exactly what I did, which is, you know, the inflammation is cut down dramatically.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So where do we start today? What's the first question? Who submitted it?
Okay, here we go. Amir Rozic came to me on Facebook with a fantastic question.
Yeah, big fan of the show too, by the way, Amir. Thank you very much. He contributes to the Superhuman community constantly on Facebook. Great guy.
He's a great mind. Yeah. He had a question about the merits of cold water immersion / ice baths post training. Is it helpful, and is there any science to support it? So, you know, in looking at this, if you think about it, ice baths are really an extension of hot and cold contrast showers that we've discussed prior, right?
Yeah, because let's face it, jumping into an ice-cold bath is an extreme that you don't even need the hot shower. I mean, your body is already warm, so consider that the contrast point, you know?
Yeah. And there are benefits coming out of it, too, which I'll expound on here.
Yeah, please.
You know, the fact the entire body is immersed in that cold water adds a new and important dimension to things. So the first clue that you'll find when you start to research this is nearly every professional rugby player utilizes ice baths as a standard practice. So if there's a sport that rivals the brutality of American football – and de facto the inflammation associated with it, it's rugby. The scientific theory behind this is predicated upon the fact that intense exercise causes microtrauma, right?
Right.
And we know that it's linked heavily to DOMS, or delayed onset muscle soreness.
Right.
And in most people, that occurs between 24 and 72 hours after exercise. There is some strong evidence, in my opinion, that ice baths help by constricting blood vessels that help flush out some of the waste products like lactic acid. And we know that ice / really cold temperatures reduces swelling. Some evidence suggests that it even slows muscle tissue breakdown. When you get out of that ice bath and you start to warm up again, along with that comes increased blood flow. That, in turn, speeds circulation and improves the healing process.
Right.
Now, most athletes and trainers recommend a water temperature, not ice per se, but anywhere between 53 and 59 degrees Fahrenheit, or 12 to 15 degrees Celsius. Enduring that Arctic plunge, they usually have them in there anywhere between 5 to 20 minutes.
Right.
Immediately post-workout. Enduring here is the operative word. This is not a refreshing bath. It's excruciating. However, there are benefits to be had. Here's my take. You can look at wrestlers who are, in general, are crazy people, and rugby
right.
players.
Right.
However, they're also among the best conditioned athletes in the world and partake in ice baths regularly, so they're likely on to something. The science is a little bit conflicting in its findings. However, I think when you look at it on balance, there's more than enough evidence to give this a shot. So,
well, where is it conflicting? Could you just expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, like, for example, one of the studies I looked at, you know, the effect of muscle soreness and muscle contractile force after a few days after training, but they only had these guys in the ice bath for a minute. So, you know, obviously, you know, to my way of thinking, that wasn't long enough. Now, another study I looked at, several, that did keep them in there anywhere, actually the mean was 14 minutes, showed cold water immersion helped recovery from short maximal efforts. As a matter of fact, the study I'm talking about was published in the International Journal of Sports Medicine. And what it found was after that ice bath, recovery from short maximal efforts where athletes are repeating high-intensity bursts on successive days, just like weight training, there was a huge benefit in terms of recovery. So the bottom line on ice baths is this. Based upon the studies I looked at, I'd recommend anywhere between a 5 and a 14-minute ice bath in a tub with about a 59-degree water temperature. That's a worthwhile experiment. You're looking for
But,
rest.
I mean, 59 degrees isn't really an ice bath, in my humble opinion.
No, it isn't. And that's on the higher end. You can go as low as 53.
I mean, when I get out of the sauna, and I talked about this on when we did the episode about The Flinch, the book The Flinch. Well, I get out of a 160-degree sauna where I sit for 20 minutes and I shave like Buddha. And then I go into the shower stall. And, you know, it's one of those one-handle shower stalls. And when you first turn it, it hits cold first, and then as you progress on, it blends in the hot. And
right.
if you go all the way to the other end, it's only hot. I literally just click it on. It's exclusively cold, and obviously there were some really cold days there. I mean, I have to believe that water is probably in the area of 40 degrees.
Yeah, I just have nightmares of sitting guys, you know, guys sitting in a frozen block of ice, not being able.
Well, you do have to be aware that taking your body into that zone puts a lot of cardiovascular stress on you for a brief amount of time. You have to be prepared for that. Your heart will pound. You will gasp for air.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I hardly think that 59 degrees is an ice bath.
Well, you know, I'm basing this on the studies, but hey, if you want to go colder, go colder.
Yeah, throw some ice cubes in there, man.
Right. One other note. Two things you're looking for are reduced delayed onset muscle soreness, okay, over the ensuing days, and something that's known as NEAT thermogenesis. NEAT is an abbreviation for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So over time, you may notice some fat loss. Now, the military has known for a long time about the effects on its soldiers operating in extremely cold theaters of operation.
Right.
Matter of fact, they studied that extensively in the 1950s, likely based upon their experiences in the Korean War. So as a result, the military now prescribes an additional, this is interesting, 10 to 40% more calories a day for soldiers operating in those kind of extreme conditions.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I think it's a worthwhile experiment. I've heard good feedback from the people that use it. So give it a whirl. Hopefully, you know.
How frequently would you engage in these types of cold water activities?
Well, I mean, after every workout, preferably. You know, I personally wouldn't do it if I was just working a smaller muscle group like buys and tries. But, you know, any multi-joint exercise, which is going to generate a lot of lactic acid and waste products, you know, hit the tub and report back. You know, hopefully it works for you. It works for a lot of folks that I know.
Cool. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with another question. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. I get emails now constantly about people who have bought The Blueprint and had dramatic changes in short periods of time.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to dig up some of those and send them to you so we can read them and do a little shameless pimping maybe on the next Ask the Expert show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Don't go anywhere. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain game. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint.
You may have noticed a couple new spots there. Quest Protein Bar is no longer giving away two free bars to all of my listeners. I think they've given away two free bars to all of my listeners already. And those of you who have tried the Quest Protein Bars know that they are simply the best protein bars out there.
I have. They're fantastic.
I can't stop. You know what? I ask everybody who says that, what's the most you've eaten in one day? Of Quest Protein Bars. Like maybe a day where you were like just running like a madman.
Yeah, I went berserk one day. I was traveling. I went berserk and I ate like a dozen.
Yeah, I've eaten a box of them in one day.
Yeah,
I mean, at least twice a month I eat 10 in one day.
It is what it says it is. It's the highest quality portable nutrition, macronutrients you're going to find that's convenient.
There's a guy here in town, Jeff Fries. He's a friend of mine. He runs boot camps. The guy's in solid shape. He's a young guy, very, very athletic, very energetic. And they interviewed him for the local newspaper. And, you know, they had these bullet points of things that he likes. And then they said, you know, what your favorite, I don't know, dessert or something. And he said Quest Protein Bar. And so Elisa went to the local vitamin shop one day to pick up some Quest Protein Bars. They said ever since he did that article, they can't keep them in stock here in town.
I don't doubt it.
All right, what's the next question, Rob?
Okay, the next question comes from Sean Buffington, the buffer up there in Canada. He's asking about the benefits of alkalizing one system. How would you best implement it, or how easiest to implement it? To answer that question, the benefits are numerous. I have a whole section on this in the blueprint, but suffice it to say, acidic foods are rampant in Western society, and you need only look at how many people are popping in acid pills, right, to confirm that. So given that fact, you know, many of the listeners are going to benefit from the next tip. Tilting your body's balance towards a more alkaline state isn't just healthy. There's evidence it'll help you in the weight room, too. In 2006, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition published a study done at Tufts, and it arrived at the following conclusion. Alkaline diets favor lean tissue mass. Now, that study was done in older adults, but I feel strongly that it holds true for younger folks, too. So I spoke during our last show about the benefits of cherry juice.
Yeah.
Well, here's another way to juice the results from your hard work in the gym. Here's the solution. 28 ounces of filtered water and add 4 ounces of lemon juice. Now, the fresh squeezed lemon is best, but using something like real lemon, which is in the supermarket, it's 100% lemon juice. That's perfectly acceptable. Put that in your water bottle.
Now, and wait a minute, but we have to stop just for a second. This is counterintuitive. I had this discussion with Dr. Lauren Cordain 4.5 years ago. Isn't it interesting that lemon, as many citrus fruits, are not acidic? When they hit the stomach, they convert.
It's amazing.
I know, because you said about acidic diets, that people are probably thinking, oh, you know, citrus fruits are out then if I want to eat. No, citrus fruits do not contribute to the acidity of a body.
Yeah, it's really
anyway,
amazing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it's an economical, easy, and powerful strategy that can convey some tremendous benefits. Now, my folks running Blueprint are encouraged to run an alkaline diet that's rich in antioxidants. They get a full list of alkalizing fruits and vegetables and even sweeteners. Stevia is just one of them. And a lot of those, of course, are rich in antioxidants. So, but what I found is compliance is a factor. Why? You know, let's face it, vegetables aren't on the, hey, I'd love to have some more vegetables list. And when you're bulking up and you need to hit a certain caloric target for the day, it's tougher to do with vegetables. So the lemon juice and water drink is a quick and dirty solution and an easy way to get an alkalizing nutrient into your body, right? Everybody needs to be drinking water. You might as well infuse it with some lemon juice and give yourself the advantages that it conveys. So I'll offer this because a lot of people are probably skeptical. Don't take my word for it. You can prove it to yourself. Here's a little illustration of just how powerful this is. Cut an apple in half, okay? Put them side by side. Coat one of those with lemon juice, one half of the apple with lemon. Right next to it, place the other half with no lemon juice. Now, leave that out in the open and watch it over the course of the next 30 minutes. What you will notice is that the apple treated with lemon doesn't turn brown as quickly as the untreated apple. It does a fantastic job preventing it from browning.
In fact, that is the trick that Elisa uses.
Yeah.
I eat whole avocados, but Elisa will eat a half of an avocado, and she will take a little bit of lemon juice and squirt it on the avocado and just rub it around and put it in a plastic bag and put it in the fridge, and it doesn't get brown.
Yeah, and what that brown is oxidation,
right?
You hear so much about, or the rusting that's going on inside your body and is so clearly linked to aging, disease, and other maladies. So that's something that you can do right now, today, and all for a minuscule price. It's pennies a day. So hoping that helps some folks. And, I'm a big believer in alkalizing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, you know what? We could have really ruined Yoko Ono's art exhibit. Do you remember about 15 years ago or maybe 10 years ago, Yoko Ono went into the Museum of Art in Manhattan, and she had her own exhibit, and she just bit an apple and put it up on a pedestal, and people came and looked at it every day as it changed. Now, imagine if you would have come by with one of those squirt lemon bottles and squirted it, and it wouldn't have changed on her. Could have really, really ruined everything for her, huh? Anyway.
All right, the next question comes from Danny Z. He's asking about ectosterone. Is it a worthwhile investment, and does it work? Well, given I wrote 3 books on it, I certainly have an opinion. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this nutrient, given the feedback on the boards is split nearly 50-50. Having said that, the short answer is yes. I feel very strongly that a quality ectosterone
extract...
That's
the key. That's the key.
Okay,
quality.
...benefits you, not just in the weight room, but in your overall health and well-being. There are 2 issues that prevent that from those benefits from being realized. One, a lot of the ecti out there is derived from inferior source genus plants, such as Cyanotis vaga. 2, the practical application is seldom utilized when using ecti, given its mode of action differs from every other supplement out there. Ectosterone, or ecti, is an adaptogen, which means this. It allows the organism, you, animals, whatever, to better accommodate to any given environmental stressor. Now, for animals, that usually means enduring extreme climate changes, temperature changes, or the sudden absence of food. In fact, the name marrow root, which is a synonym or same term for Rapponticum carthamoides extract, which is the preferred source genus. Meryl means Russian, or I'm sorry, Meryl is Russian for deer. And how it came about was the farmers local to the area where Rapponticum grows were the first to notice that deer consuming a lot of this root just prior to winter weathered that Siberian winter a lot better than the ones that didn't. So given adaptogens and ecti functions in this fashion, it logically follows that there needs to be a stress to adapt to in order for adaptogens to perform optimally. Quite simply, you can't just start popping ecti pills and expect a big difference. Now, how it works is still somewhat of a mystery, but when I published Blueprint in 2009, I postulated ecti work through the AKT pathway, which is an intracellular signaling pathway. It just so happens that some recent research performed at Rutgers has confirmed this. ECDI is incorporated, and this is my take, my opinion, is incorporated via the cell membrane, whereupon it exerts a very wide range of beneficial effects, not unlike fish oil. And there are other mechanisms of action involved, and I recently came across this while researching ECDISTERONE for my new product, Synthogen. It turns out there's yet another benefit ECDI brings to the table. There was a paper published called Practical Uses for ECDI Steroids in Mammals, including Humans, an update. And in that paper states the following. 20E, which is 20-hydroxyecdysterone,
right.
increases the pool of free arachidonic acid and the synthesis of leukotrienes and prostaglandins. Now, I also found reference to that in other published studies and research papers, and in those, the word used to describe the increase in arachidonic acid pools was, quote-unquote, dramatic. So those familiar with X factor, let's say, arachidonic acid
right,
supplements,
right.
X factor advance. This is yet another mechanism by which ECDI contributes. And I shot an email to molecular nutrition Bill Llewellyn,
right.
Who thought it quite interesting. So the bottom line on ECDI is this. Provided you have the correct source genus, either Rapponticum carthamoides or a quality Summa, the ECDISTERONES therein and the related compounds in these plants hold enormous benefits, which extend way beyond the weight room. In fact, I'm of the opinion that in time, ECDI will be found to exceed the merits that fish oil today is imparts, insofar as anti-aging, glucose disposal, antioxidant, and other benefits. Now, that's a huge statement. But I'm on record as stating.
Well, I got to say something. I am exactly where you are. I mean, I started looking into ECDISTERONES probably in 2006, 2007, and what I found was that there was a vast difference in the plant sources that yielded the final product. And when you look at some of the Russian research, which then had to be translated to English, there's a lot of nuances lost. In the research, and there has been lots of evidence that ECDISTERONE works and lots of evidence that it doesn't. And the only thing that I can point to is that there's been inconsistency in the source, the plant sourcing. Now, with that being said, anybody who doesn't believe that ECDISTERONES can have anabolic steroid-like effects, we just need to look at our favored American food source here, soy, for its estrogenic effects, which it clearly does have. So why would it be hard to believe that nature could produce a hormone-like estrogen compound and not produce a hormone-like, oxandrolone compound? You know what I'm saying? It's like these are just hormones that occur naturally in nature. But
yeah,
finding the right source is where the magic is. And there's a million people in China that will sell you what I consider ragweed sources of ECDISTERONE for cheap dollars. And everybody jumps on that, puts it in a cap, and then people go, this stuff doesn't work. Well, yeah, it doesn't work. You're right. But it's not because of the ECDISTERONE. It's because it doesn't have ECDISTERONE in it.
And the other big mistake is this, Carl, and I'll just mention this briefly. When ECDISTERONE hit American shores, what happened was a lot of companies, instead of using the full spectrum extract from the plant, retaining nature's fingerprint, as I call it, they over-standardized for what they thought was the active, 20-hydroxyecdysterone. And I have to tell you, in 20 years of playing with this compound, I have used more 20-H than I care to admit, orally, transdermally, and sublingually, and it's a bust. It just doesn't work. You know, it does. 20H alone is a mistake, and it unfortunately has given the product a bad name up until just recently in the market.
Yeah. Are you familiar with this 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin ECDISTERONE?
Oh, I sure am.
Can you speak a little bit? Only because one of our sponsors puts it in his Halidrol product, you know, Iron Mag Labs. And a lot of people said, look, you've got you've got oral turinabol. Why even bother with an ectosterone? And there's a lot of research on this this particular form of ectosterone. Can you just chat real briefly, and then we'll take a break and come back and finish the questions?
Sure. 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin, it's also offered as an acetate, is loosely related to ECTI insofar as it is it's what's known as a sapogenin analog, usually derived from diosogenin. Now, the merits of this product are many. It's primarily it's an excellent anti-inflammatory, and the original was created or offered for sale in this country by Mark Thierman, the eccentric chemist formerly of Amino Discounters, if you remember them.
I do remember them, yeah.
And it has been in and out of circulation over the years. There's a lot of bunk 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin on the market. I actually had lab samples sent from Zoe back in the day, Zoe Labs, 5-alpha, as well as Maxwell Research's 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin, sent to a lab to analyze. And they both came back, on the mark, so to speak. But the trick with this product really is knowing that you are getting the genuine article. And unfortunately, even though a lot of labs will tell you they have a reference standard for it, they don't. Laxogenin, there is only one laxogenin on the market, in my opinion, right now, that is probably legit. And I say that because I have used it. And, unfortunately, Mark Thierman passed away last year, around the first of the year. And his recipe, so to speak, for making laxogenin was passed to an individual that is now just bringing it to market.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take our commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions to answer. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. If you have never tried The Blueprint, you can get a copy by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad and join the masses who have learned the fastest way to put on muscle and strength is by using The Blueprint. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally.
originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that Age Force has a new patch. Pregnenolone plus DHEA or DHEA plus pregnenolone, however you want to look at it. It's a great patch. I take oral pregnenolone and DHEA every single day. I am moving to the patch. It's just much more convenient. More of it gets into your bloodstream. And right now, my listeners can get a buy one, get one free. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Age Force banner ad. And these are very, very small hormone agents that are easily delivered transdermally. There should be no doubt in your mind that it's getting in. I got an email and a post on a forum asking me if I really believe that the Age Force patch could deliver DHEA and pregnenolone. Absolutely, there's other DHEA patches out there. Just that Age Force added the pregnenolone to theirs. So check it out. Okay, we're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. Rob, what questions do we have to cover next?
Well, you know, I got a question last week that I could not answer. The request was, Rob, could you tell me a little bit more about, you know, the product Synthogen that you're working on? At the time, I couldn't answer it because it, hadn't gotten word from the lab that it was ready yet. I can answer that today. I don't want to turn this into a product plug per se because there is information about the ingredients that I'll be discussing that people can take away and put into practice. You know, if they want to pull one ingredient out and say, yeah, I'd like to give that a whirl, it'll help them.
Okay.
So with that said, the name of my product is MassPro Synthogen. In a nutshell, Synthogen optimizes and accelerates every pathway through which protein synthesis takes place, but in particular, the rate-limiting step in protein synthesis, messenger RNA translation. And it was really perplexing to me because as I looked at the market, there were few, if any, formulas that comprehensively, and that's the active word, address that rate-limiting step. Now, this struck me as odd, given accelerating that messenger RNA translation holds the key to growing muscle as fast as your physiology will allow. So the nutraceuticals and the other ingredients in Synthogen combine to deliver a very precise, matrix of ingredients that are designed to stimulate protein synthesis, but more importantly, complete that process, which is the assembly of new contractile muscle proteins in the ribosome. So I'm going to talk now a little bit about how it accomplishes that objective and what the ingredients are.
Okay.
The first thing I did was Synthogen uses a very precise blend of essential amino acids plus one very important non-essential amino. Given a published study in the American Journal of Physiology found that just 6 grams of essential aminos prior to exercise stimulated protein synthesis above and beyond the norm nearly 600%. And getting that full spectrum of essential aminos is critical, given that the absence of just one will stop protein synthesis in its tracks. And that's an important point, given a lot of people listening, you know, down fistfuls of branched-chain aminos daily. Now, nothing wrong with BCAAs. They're a terrific investment. But there's one little problem. There's a big difference between stimulating protein synthesis, signaling it, and completing that process where a new muscle protein is built. So with BCAA ingestion, you only get 3 of those essential aminos, leucine, isoleucine, and valine. With Synthogen, you get every amino that's needed, and then some, to build new muscle. Okay?
Okay.
The next thing I did was I incorporated full-spectrum Rapponticum carthamoids extract, which is the ectosterone that we discussed earlier. Why? It allows for an increase in both the number and the activity of ribonucleic acids and the forming of new muscle proteins from available amino acids. The key phrase there being from available amino acids. Those are not my words. Those are the words of Dr. V.N. Sirov, widely considered to be the godfather of ectosterone research in Russia.
Okay.
PKTP is the next ingredient, given the rate of protein synthesis is regulated by the cell's energy status in muscle and even non-muscle cells. For example, when the body senses ATP is low, amino acids are used. It'll pull amino acids out of circulation to form creatine. Your body will take arginine, glycine, and methionine to form creatine, okay? That it's then stored in the muscle tissue as phosphocreatine, making more ATP available. Note, however, that once used by the body for that purpose, the essential amino, methionine, is no longer available to build muscle. Synthogen provides a huge whack of PKTP. It's the same high-grade material used in clinical settings, which brings us to orotic acid. Like ectosterone, there were several studies done on orotic OA, I'll call it, in the former Soviet Union, this as long ago as the 1960s, showing ergogenic benefits as it relates to exercise. It picks up where PKTP leaves off, because once ATP pools are topped off, orotic acid keeps things that way via 3 different mechanisms, and it'll improve muscle contractile force. It builds muscle carnosine levels, which is a pH buffer, allowing you to the muscle to continue to contract longer so you can do more reps. You'll be able to train longer and stronger. It's also included for another very important reason. It is the very first what's called pyrimidine formed in the pathway of creating nucleic acids, leading to greater RNA synthesis. Mm. What we're talking about is boosting nucleotide pools, and that isn't addressed in the market today that I can see. No product is addressing this, but it's incredibly important. Here's why. As those ATP demands increase in your body, demands increase in your body, there is a corresponding decrease in the total nucleotides in pyrimidines that I spoke of, cytosine, uridine, and their phosphate-bound metabolites, so to speak. So in English, the problem, depletion of those nucleotide pools during exercise decreases your body's ability to contract muscle, the energy generating capacity of muscle. Synthogen uses orotic acid to build those nucleotide pools in muscle tissue, enhancing muscle contractile force. Now, let's talk about beta-alanine and the right way to use it, because this is going to be news to some people. Much has been made recently of beta-alanine. It's the precursor to carnosine and its ability to buffer pH, right? Once again, the Russians were way ahead of the game. They identified carnosine and its benefits way back in the year 1900. Nevertheless, when you study beta-alanine and its metabolic fates, possible metabolic fates, you'll notice something a lot of people have missed.
What's that?
Greater muscle carnosine levels aren't the only benefit beta-alanine imparts. It turns out it's yet another powerful substrate, energy-bound substrate, that can be used to accelerate protein synthesis. And the clue where I found that was that there was a study done, it looks like it was in Japan, and to quote from it, subsequent to an RNA synthesis inhibitor being given to animals, in other words, it shuts down the protein synthesis side of things, an enormous increase in beta-alanine uptake, 70% more, and corresponding increase in carnosine synthesis takes place in the muscle cell. So what does this tell us? It demonstrates that beta-alanine can be used for RNA and greater protein synthesis and ultimately more muscle. Now, the operative word here is can. In most formulas, beta-alanine is going to combine with L-histidine to form carnosine. L-histidine, recall, is an essential amino acid. It's one of the EAAs. And again, a deficiency of just one EAA stops protein synthesis in its tracks. The ideal, then, is to boost carnosine independently of beta-alanine. And Synthogen does this via orotic acid, which will boost muscle carnosine stores. Okay?
Okay.
So by doing that...
Yeah, so then the beta-alanine doesn't have to be siphoned off to create increased carnosine.
Exactly.
It can be used for other... And this is really starting to become a common wisdom in developing supplements. Instead of developing a supplement that has just one target endpoint, by sometimes utilizing other things that enhance or reduce the need for that, for it being siphoned off to that endpoint, you end up having these multifaceted effects of some of these supplements. I mean, it's very intriguing. We have to take a break. Rob, hold your thought for a second, because we've really gone long here.
Sure.
Hold your thought where you are. When we come back, we'll pick it up, and then we'll finish up answering some listener questions. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint, and now throwing his hat into the supplement world with Synthogen. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to aaefx.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, Mike check. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. We're talking with Rob Regish. Rob, you want to tell people how to get or learn more about Synthogen?
Yeah, Synthogen is on pre-sale right now. It should be stock should be in a couple of weeks, but they can learn more about it by clicking right on the Superhuman Radio Blueprint banner ad. If you scroll down a bit, it's right on the right, and you'll see the link to Mass Pro Synthogen Facts and Stats, and it's an extensive write-up, fully referenced, 26 scientific references from Russia to Rutgers.
Okay.
So,
do we have any more questions to answer before we stop this segment short here?
Actually, I have one more, and this is from a good friend of mine, Dean Moreau, down in Dallas, Texas. And specifically, his question had to do with pre-workout stimulants. He says, Rob, I'm currently using, I think it was a variation of ephedrine, he says, but, you know, I'm noticing it doesn't have the kick that it normally does. Is it beneficial and helpful to rotate different stimulant formulas in and out? And my short answer to him was this. Yes, you know, that's the short answer. It is beneficial, but how I would recommend going about that is as follows. Let's say you run ephedrine caffeine for 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. I would recommend taking an equal amount of time off and using a quality, non-stimulant, but something that has, acetyl L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine was discussed by Wei Johnson on our last program.
Right.
And there's a guy who knows his stuff. Dimethyl amino ethanol, DMAE, is another very helpful product. As well as, believe it or not, licorice, which I know gets a bum rap in some circles, but the fact is that and vitamin C are big players insofar as nourishing your adrenal glands, which are, frankly, have been taxed for a month. So, you know, after using that for 3 to 4 weeks, I find it quite beneficial to look at a new, pre-workout stimulant, but instead of ephedrine caffeine, look into something like Driven Sports Craze.
I was just going to say, Craze is the best because it doesn't have any stimulant. It's got 80 milligrams of caffeine, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, Matt Cahill, I've been a big fan of his for a long time. I've had the good fortune of actually, you know, conversing with him since I've been on Superhuman Radio. And, you know, everybody else is just jacking up caffeine levels.
Yeah.
Right? Or adding 1,3-dimethyl. And Matt's approach is innovative, and I applaud him for that.
You know what? You know what? Craze is a nootropic more than it's an ergogenic. If you and what people need to realize is when you feel pumped, it starts in your brain. When you feel invincible, it starts in your brain. When you feel like you can smash the weights, it starts in your brain. So
totally
so,
agree.
So Craze works on your brain.
Yeah, and here's how Craze really, here's what the biggest thing I think Craze brings to the table. You're not going to be so jittery that, you know, it's going to throw your lifts, which happens. You're absolutely right. What Craze does is it juices the message, the electrical message that originates in your brain, runs down your spinal cord through your vertebrae, which transverses a nerve running to the muscle, telling it to contract.
Right.
And believe me, you can contract those muscles a lot harder on something like Craze than you can just walking in there without it.
Well, and quite frankly, in my case, I'm one of those people who's very sensitive to stims, and stims almost wash me out. I don't get stronger with stims. I don't find intensity with stims. I become more anxiety ridden with stims. And that could be because of my age and my inability to manage blood sugar levels properly. It could be a lot of things. But the bottom line is I can take Craze right before a workout, and I've taken as much as 2 scoops before a workout just for the, you know, just to try it. I can take 1 scoop of Craze right before a workout. My heart does not feel like it's pounding. I am not overly stimulated. I feel really good. I feel talkative. I feel upbeat. I feel positive. I feel like, oh, man, this is a great day. And that's when you have your best workouts.
It's a great product. And, you know, my hat's off to Matt and Driven Sports. Not only that, it's economical. He's packed a ton of servings in that.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, can't recommend it highly enough.
All right, what other questions do we have? We have literally like 2 minutes left. Do we have anything else we can answer in 2 minutes?
The final question I got was from actually a friend of mine up in Pittsfield, Mass. His name's John Gray. He, back in the day, he was one hell of a hoss. he was, you know, big, strong, cut. And, you know, due to life, you know, stressors, his job, et cetera, he's still training and training hard, but he's lost a lot of muscle tissue.
Right.
So he asked me, you know, what's the best way to get this back? I said, well, number one, you got muscle memory in your favor. You know, number two, he knows what he's doing with diet and exercise. But my biggest recommendation to him was it's not important to get it perfect, because he was asking about this, you know, this, the training, the diet, the supplements, how do I integrate all of them? What I said was it's not important to get it perfect. What's important is to get it started.
Yeah.
So
how old is he?
He's my age, 42.
Hormone replacement therapy, man. You know what? No, pull the trigger. Make peace with it and pull the trigger.
You know what?
I'm serious.
That's a great idea, and I'm going to send him the information about the, you know, the Superhuman Radio and the peptides that you use. I've heard fantastic things, too, about that.
HRT, man. Just go see a good doctor. Have your testosterone levels tested. Maybe they can start you off with a mild aromatase inhibitor to get those testosterone estrogen ratios back to par. But you may be one of the guys who goes through, andropause early in life, and you may need Frank supplementation. But whatever the case may be, go pay attention to your hormones. Your hormones are the messengers that are telling your body that it's old. Don't bother building new muscle.
Yeah, the doctors won't tell you this, guys, but there is such a thing as andropause.
Oh, man. I can go back and talk about what happened to me and when I got on in 2007, how my life changed. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the world. And don't be fooled. Some guys out there will go to their doctor, and the doctor will put them on an antidepressant, an anxiolytic, a blood pressure. Forget about all that stuff. Just get on testosterone, man. If you're 50 years old or you're touching 50, get on testosterone.
You feel like $1 million.
You feel like you're 25 again. What else?
And it's not super physiological doses.
No,
it's being optimal.
That's it.
You know? right?
Listen, we have to pull this the plug on this interview. We'll have another Ask the Expert next week. Please send your emails and messages to Rob Regish. Go to Facebook and reach out to him or send them directly to him. You want to give your email address one more time real quick?
Sure. It's rsrmusclemass@gmail.com.
There you go. rsrmusclemass@gmail.com. And we'll see Rob on Thursday when we do the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Stay tuned. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you, Carl.
Stay tuned for Tommaso Mastrocola. We're going to have a great time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Suckers! Don't forget the fast pitch. You got to be on time with those.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
And I do want to recognize a new sponsor. You heard their name, Muscle Gauge Nutrition. Check them out. They've got a great deal for Superhuman Radio listeners on whey protein isolate. They have some insane flavors. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad today to learn more. Okay. I met this guy at the this year's Arnold. He was working at the Quest Protein Bar booth, which I hung around quite a bit so that I could scavenge Quest Protein Bars. I actually put them in a big bag and took them home with me, like the rest of the trick-or-treaters. Tom Mastricola, how you doing, Tom?
You got it right. How you doing, Carl?
Good, good, good. And so now we should also mention that you work with Quest. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you do for them, just out of curiosity?
I work in the wholesale division. So basically, Quest Protein Bar was actually launched as a direct-to-consumer product. And after about a year and the momentum that it has built, I am now employed by Quest Nutrition, actually opening up your brick-and-mortar stores, your different e-tailers.
So did you cut the deal with Vitamin Shop?
No, I'd like to take the credit for that, but no. That would be my boss, Mike Bolton.
Okay. Because Vitamin Shop here in Louisville, Kentucky can't keep them in stock. You may want to let him know that. That's what the girl told Elisa the other day when she went over there. So
we are well aware they are actually doing a phenomenal job for us. The stores here in the Philadelphia area, they just can't keep them on the shelf. And it's they're bewildered by the fact that a protein bar is selling. But at the end of the day, it's really hands down separated from everything else in the category.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. How did you get involved in physical culture? You're a big, strong guy. What got you started in this?
You know, I was actually a real skinny guy. In high school, I played a lot of sports. I actually fell in love with lifting iron at about 16 years old, and it's been a lifelong addiction, kind of, so to speak, and a passion for me.
How tall are you right now?
I'm 5'9" and currently 224 pounds. I believe I am at about 7% body fat.
Yeah, that's pretty intense too, 7% body fat. I mean, do you stay there all year long?
I tend to actually get lower in the off season because I have a real weird for competitive bodybuilder.
Now that's totally counterintuitive. You get lower in the off season?
Yeah, generally go down almost to about 195 to 205 pounds in my off season because I do play competitive soccer as well.
Ah. Now, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Soccer is pretty much a very arduous cardiovascular type of a process. How does that affect you with muscle loss? That would be something that most bodybuilders would say, hey, I'm not doing that because I'm going to lose muscle and strength.
Well, I'll tell you, Carl, about 10 years ago, I was competing pretty regularly, and my second passion has always been soccer, European soccer, the sport. And I decided at that point that I was at about 29 years old that I wanted to pursue something that I hadn't done. So I went full tilt into the regime and lifestyle of a professional soccer player, training at 5 in the morning in 20 degrees. With shorts and Under Armour, what I found was that I could literally eat anything. I did atrophy, but it was almost like a necessary atrophy because your upper body cannot weigh. You can't hold the proportions of a bodybuilder or anything like that when you're playing a sport, a transitional sport like soccer. I found myself in the first season I played pull both hamstrings because I was later in a game when your body fatigues. You start to lean forward, and all that muscle mass up top puts the strain on your posterior chain.
Interesting. And you know what? Yeah. When you think about soccer players, if you see them without a shirt, they've got massive glutes, mm-hmm. massive hamstrings, massive quads, big calves. But from the waist up, they look like little girls a lot of times.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. Coach John Davies is basically a mentor to me. He's probably the most written exercise science
authority.
Expert. Yeah.
Okay.
If you Google the name John Davies on the internet, you'll pull up about 2,000 articles on him on exercise sports performance. One of his most known clients was anybody who knows the sport is Diego Maradona, who was probably the greatest soccer player to ever play.
Really?
And stories he told me about Diego were that despite playing a transitional sport for 90 minutes like soccer, he had so much, as he put it, machismo, that after games, he would routinely squat 315 to 365 for sets of 15.
Yeah, right. I believe it. I believe it. Lower body strength is really key for that sport right there. Because remember, unlike other sports, where your legs are just used to transport you, but you're throwing and catching and blocking and punching with the upper body. Really, very little is done with the upper body. In fact, if you look at soccer players, by and large, they remind me of those Irish clog dancers, you know, where their upper bodies are almost motionless and everything is – they're kicking and steering the ball and they're running and everything is done lower body.
And another little side point would be that if you look at the European athletes, even in weight training, we train in the United States like an inverted triangle. This is why we have a lot of professional athletes with different injuries, like our throwers throw from the shoulder. If you look at people like Roger Clemens, despite all the controversy, Roger Clemens was more in line with a European athlete in that he was a hip-dominant athlete. If you learn how to throw, if you're in a throwing sport and you throw from the hip, if you train from the ground up, you generally will have better longevity at your sport because the hip girdle and the actual like posterior chain are a lot more in line with taking that stress.
Right, right. And you know what? And it's interesting. I never thought about it, but now that you pointed it out, I think about the way these guys are built, and you're absolutely right. I mean, they're very, very strong lower body, very strong posterior chain, and everything else pretty much is optional from that point on.
Yeah. So, I was actually in Bentonville, Arkansas with John Davies at the Walmart facility doing a clinic, and this is just a funny little anecdote. The upcoming combines for the NFL, or the combines had just completed and we were going into the draft, and he made this bold statement because at the time, Brady Quinn was highly, highly sought after as far as in the public media and attention in Sports Illustrated. He said he's not going to draft in the first round, maybe not even in the second round. And I said, why? And he said, well, did you see what he benched in the combine? And it was something outrageous, like 225 for 28 reps. Said anybody in a throwing sport should not even be bench pressing.
Really?
Because that's a false joint. You're putting so much strain and wear and tear. Anybody who knows anything would not draft him.
That's interesting. And here you would think that they would draft him because the guy is strong upper body, mm-hmm. but that's a downside. All right, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up. I want to talk briefly. I just want to kind of finalize the discussion about bodybuilding plus these types of transitional sports. And then I want to talk about the Muscle Beach competition that you're preparing for. We're talking with Tom Mastrocola. He is with Quest Protein Bars now. Obviously, you know that I'm a big fan of Quest, eating upwards of 10 a day, on occasions even 12. They are great. If you haven't tried one, check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USL Wellness. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You create misery. Have your cake and eat it.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Tom Mastrocola today. I'm going to talk about, this is kind of more of a lifestyle show, if you want, because we're going to talk about his life as a competitive bodybuilder and how he blends that with balance in his life to do other things like play sports like soccer, which clearly is not a sport that favors people with great upper body strength and mass. Before we move any further, I just want to mention something real quick. USL Wellness, sponsor of the show, still has that special on, 20% off when you use the coupon code SUPER. And if you buy their Superior Trace Minerals, you get a buy one, get one free. Plus, you save 20% off the first bottle. And we did a great show recently about the importance of these trace minerals and balancing electrolytes and some of the challenges that I've had with electrolyte imbalances. So go to USL Wellness or go to superhumanradio.com and click the USL Wellness banner ad today and use the coupon code SUPER, S-U-P-E-R. Okay, so let's wrap it up. So you still play a lot of soccer, correct?
Yes.
But do you play less when you're getting prepared for a competition?
Yes. At this point, what I generally wind up doing is I wind up playing a fall season. I was playing 2 concurrent seasons in the fall and in the spring. I even played indoor during those times when I was out of the competition loop. But you're 100% right, Carl. Like, it's a passion of mine. I find that playing that sport in the off season in the fall each year it disengages me from the off season of bodybuilding. It takes me away from the need to bulk up, and also it gives a great deal of conditioning. I found that further down in the conversation, the conditioning and the actual appearance of my waist down when I strip the fat and get ready to get on stage has been noticeably leaner. I actually hold like what they call feathering and cross striations in my quadriceps in the middle of the off season. Wow. So it definitely helps. It's to the point where I hardly do cardio preparing for a show.
That's pretty cool. Do you go through do you go through withdrawal when you can't play soccer?
Yeah, actually my fiance, I'm getting married May 26th, and she's awesome, but she's actually almost killed me a couple times for juggling. You've seen the stunt tricks where they juggle a soccer ball and catch it. And,
yeah,
like picture a 240-pound guy juggling a soccer ball in a loft apartment with vases.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That would get you killed. All right, so let's talk about that. So you're getting married in May, and you're preparing for a competition in August. How is that working?
Yes. Okay, well, generally, every bodybuilder generally has a time period where they're dialed in and used to competing. For me, it generally is May, June. So what I've decided to do at this point was forego obvious reasons, competing in May or June and backing it up to August 11th. So what I'm doing at this point is my pre-contest, which at a starting weight of about 207, I started my pre-contest. It was essentially a shortened off-season. And I will ride this up until the wedding. And at that point, when I get back from the honeymoon, I will then crank into high gear for, I believe it's 12 or 13 weeks.
Now, will you totally forget about competition dieting on the honeymoon?
It's weird. It's in your. I don't need to tell you. It's in your blood. I could sit there and watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives all night, and it doesn't mean I'm going to go out and eat those things. I live vicariously through Guy Fieri and the other guy on Man versus Food.
Right,
because
right.
Because as much as I'd like to think, wow, that'd be great to have, it's ingrained in my
head. I
got to
be honest. I got to be honest with you. Every now and then I'm switching through. I often wonder how the hell Guy Fieri got that show. No disrespect to the guy. I'm sure he's a wonderful individual, but it's like when I watch the slop.
I know.
That they, you know, like the chili smothered, you know, ribs smothered in mayonnaise. It's like, and I go, really? I mean, are there really people out there who look at that and go, oh my God, I wish I could eat that? I mean, that stuff doesn't even appeal to me anymore.
It actually serves as when I'm in the middle of the hardest part of my diet the last 10 weeks, the show actually serves as something that I can watch that, you know what, you get to see it, people are eating it, because you basically want anything at that point. And you walk away exactly like you said, going, wow, like people actually eat 10 patties of beef on a hamburger.
And you know what? And the 10 patties of beef don't scare me. I'm sure they don't scare you either, but it's the other slop that they put on these things in order to make them taste good. Now, Tom, you're Italian, and you and I have not had this discussion, but I'm betting that you're Southern Italian. You could even be Sicilian for all I know.
You're correct.
Are you Sicilian?
Sicilian and Bretese.
Okay, so you're Southern Italian, because you and I have similar skin tone and hair and eye color and so on, so I figured that you were Southern Italian. And you know, the Southern Italians, more than the Northern Italians, you know, food is a way of life. It's a form of entertainment, and it's joy. It means family and so on and so forth. How does your family, and I'm talking about your side of the family, how does your family deal with when you go to their homes and you're in the diet phase?
You know, earlier in my competitive years, it was a little bit of like a push and shove as far as with my father. My father owned restaurants. My father's a phenomenal cook. My sister Michelle is an absolute phenomenal baker. It's funny because now that I'm older, I'm 40 years old and I'm my third year back in competition, they actually are very supportive. However, I will go to tell you that in my numerous trips back to Italy, I'm a foodie. Love to eat. I love pasta. Another reason why that off-season disengagement for me is phenomenal, because I eat what I want. I tend to never eat junk, but I like to eat where instinctual. If I want pasta, I eat what I want. If I want a cannoli, I eat what I want. And I think maybe that's another little added bonus to doing so much conditioning work in the off season as well.
Are you like me that when you make the decision to eat, you know, if I'm going to go out and really enjoy, and I haven't done this in years, to be honest with you, but I can eat to the point where I have a distended stomach and I'm so uncomfortable that I have to lay down. I can't even sit up. And me and my good friend Al Fasano, we used to go out to Italian restaurants in Manhattan, and we would just do damage. I mean, we would look at the bill and go, oh man, did we break a window? It's like we would eat and eat and eat until we were uncomfortable. Have you done that in the past?
Yes. If I told you what I do after I compete each time, it's almost a ritual.
Tell me.
All right. I actually told the guys at Quest, and Ron actually looked at me like I had three heads, but for the past 3 years, I'm just going to give you the way it goes. The first meal I look for after competing is natural peanut butter, which I usually eat 1 to 2 containers with, and this is the key where you know you have a problem. Instead of a spoon, I eat it with organic chocolate bars as a spoon. So you're talking about to the tune of 6 chocolate bars and 2 things of peanut butter.
Dude.
And then it goes to, you're starving because now your insulin's going crazy. Your body, look, you haven't had this food in a while. You're going nuts. So it became like an all-night feeding where I'm doing protein shakes at night. I woke up in the morning and drove right to Panera Bread, which is near like the local Barnes & Noble. And I went in, and the girl, it must have been totally freaked out. I went up to the counter. Here's this guy, like still half orange. And I said, can you get me 2 of the chocolate chip bagels and toast them up? So she toasted them up, and I paid, and I'm standing there. And before I even walked away, I ate both bagels. And I said, just put 2 more in there for me. And she looked at me and said, are you just going to stand there and eat them? I said, yeah, just go ahead. So within 3 days, I was on the phone with my doctor, my family doctor, and I was asking him if I needed to come in for a diuretic because I had gone from a competition weight on stage of 207 to 243 pounds.
In a couple days?
In 3 days.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? And unfortunately, you said Panera Bread, but you know, there used to be an Italian bakery up on Liberty Avenue when I lived in Queens, and they used to, on Sunday mornings, they would have fresh prosciutto bread. You know, but the baked bread with the chunks of prosciutto and the fat, the chunks of fat in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And the fennel seeds in it. And me and my buddy Al, we used to walk to up Liberty Avenue, and we used to buy 2 loaves of, we're talking about the big round loaves, 2 loaves of bread. And we would, with the anticipation of taking it home, and I swear this is the God's, I swear on my mother's soul, we would eat both loaves like halfway down Liberty Avenue. We'd have to go back and buy another loaf because it was hot out of the oven. And you know, bread used to be my downfall. I don't eat bread at all anymore. I mean, I don't even crave it anymore. It's just the weirdest thing. But I used to be able to eat a couple loaves of bread with just some butter, and that was it. I was happy.
That, you know what? And I love bread. My family here in Philadelphia, my grandpa was the first, built himself, the first brick oven in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Came from the other side. We still have a bakery over in Orsonia. And my cousin Michael, who's my first cousin, and my cousin Chrissy run a Brucey Bakery in Philadelphia, which I have a bread never more than 10 minutes from me. But like you said, it's like with me, when I was about 16, it became almost, I almost moved away from food because I started asking myself a question. And I read this somewhere, and I'd like to give credit where it's due, but I don't know who it was. I believe it might have been Mike Ashley, a competitive bodybuilder at the time, said that before he eats anything, he asks, what is this going to do for me?
Yeah.
And if he can't answer that question, then he doesn't eat it.
Yeah. And so, I think that's how we've all become. And actually, I want to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, I want to talk about something else that you invoked. You're 40 years old. I want to know how things have changed for you in your training and your nutrition now than when you were younger. But before we do that, I got to ask you a question. Does your cousin who owns the bakery, they make pastries, right?
No, they're just bread.
I was going to ask you if you could get any pasta chotos for your tells.
Well, I could get you for your tells because Termini Bakery of Philadelphia is one of the most known bakeries. It's probably the most known pastry bakery in the city. So we'll just talk offline. You
there
get
you
me
go.
An address, and I'll send you.
Because you know
want.
What, Easter's coming, and that means the St. Joseph cakes are going to be ready too.
Yes, they're right across the street right now.
All right, stay tuned. We're talking with Tom Mastercola. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. You can feel it in the air. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with the powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just got an email. By the way, if you ever want to email me, the email address is onair@superhumanradio.com. A.C. Tisdale, who communicates with me quite a bit via email when we're doing live shows, said, Carl, when you say no sugars, my bar has sucralose. He's talking about his Quest bar. Isn't this a sugar? No, sucralose is actually the generic name for Splenda. It is a artificial sweetener. It is not a sugar. So no, Quest bars have no added sugar, and their new natural line doesn't even have sucralose. It's sweetened with natural sweeteners like stevia. And we have a new radio spot that the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo will be cutting later today for the new natural line from Quest Protein Bars as well. We're talking with Tom Mastrocola. How appropriate, because he is the head of what did you call it? Wholesale distribution, right?
Yes.
Okay. So those of you out there who have businesses and like to carry the Quest Protein Bar, how can people reach you, Tom?
They could actually, you could look for me on Facebook, actually, and that would be under Tommaso, T-O-M-M-A-S-O, Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E, or they could email me at T. Mastrocola, I guess it's T-M-A-S-T-R-O-C-O-L-A, at questproteinbar.com.
Yeah, and obviously there's people out there who may want to add the Quest Protein Bar to their lineup if they're in the supplement business, or maybe you have a business, you know, a retail bricks and mortar business where people walk in and you'd like to offer them the Quest Protein Bar. So reach out to Tom and see if you can't get that set up. Okay. You're 40 years old now.
Yes.
Okay. How does that change, or how is that a game changer for you? Back in the day when you were young, maybe even a little reckless, muscle at all costs. Now you're getting a little older, you're getting married. All of a sudden, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I was really, I mean, I sincerely, when I say this, I really believe that live fast, die young, live, you know, leave a good looking corpse was the way to go. Now all of a sudden I'm going, you know, I don't think that's such a good idea. I'd like to live a little longer.
It's funny, you quote James Dean because that's actually my favorite saying. at this point, I just feel that the years, if you listen and you learn along the way, and that's a big thing, because I know a lot of people who've been in the iron game who have not, as they take steps and run into different obstacles, empowered themselves to learn the ifs and the whys and the circumstances. They wind up falling off. For me personally, I've learned and become way more in tune with my body now at 40 than I was, say, at 27. From a physique standpoint, I find that something now that I even realized back then was, why am I getting beat by guys 40, 45, 48? It's basically because the physique actually takes on a much grainier, harder look. The skin gets thinner in contest shape. It's like that old racehorse. I just think the physique, the prime years for bodybuilding physique is generally between 37 and 45.
Yeah, that's that. And you know what else, too? You talk about getting older. Do you notice a lot of the older guys, like I remember reading an article that was written by Dave Draper many years ago, and he said the quality of muscle changes as you age. While your muscle bellies may not appear as full as they once were when you were young, they seem to have a different level of hardness. Have you noticed that transition at all?
Yes, it's like the grainy look. Like it's when you see it, you know it. It's not as much of that full puffy look, but you definitely are able to attain a harder look, which is a competition look, a lot easier. I think another reason also lends itself to the fact that at 40, my ego has been checked 10 years ago. So I'm no longer going into the gym, and at all costs, every day has to be a 500-pound squat day or a 365-pound bent-over row day. You become more connected with your muscles, and because of the wear and tear your body has sustained, which we all have, you learn how to work around those obstacles, and you become more in tune with the muscle.
What obstacles do you have? What injuries have you sustained over the years, Tom?
I have a pretty banged up, for lack of a better word, a pretty banged up left shoulder girdle, my rotator. I've actually had impingement syndrome to the point where I couldn't even hold my arm, lift my shoulder. And
hold it out in front of you or out to the side?
Out to the side or in front of me.
Okay. Let me ask you some, because this is something I suffer from. Yes. Let me ask you some questions. Was this a result of years of heavy bench pressing?
You want to know something funny? It actually came during my soccer years.
Really?
And it came during my soccer years when I was minimizing weight training and atrophying. And it's another reason why I went back to heavier weight training, was that I found that when you have any kind of underlying injury, especially in the shoulder girdle, when you take away some of that muscle mass, it actually can accentuate the problems in that area. So
yes.
I found that when I started adding mass, now remember,
yes,
not at all costs with weight, but when I started adding mass to that whole shoulder girdle through the rhomboids, the traps, my medial delt, my posterior delt, I actually found that it stabilized that joint, and I don't, touch wood, have any issues.
Do you think
anymore.
I found the same thing. Do you think it's stabilization, or do you think because the individual muscle heads become larger, they're less likely to get stuck in between things?
It could. I mean, you know what? The dynamic of it, it very well could be.
Because that's what I came to the conclusion. I felt like as soon as my muscles start to atrophy, they start slipping in places I don't want them to slip, and they get pinched.
And you know, I never thought of it that way. It very well could be. I'm going to lie if I tell you that occasionally I won't get a little ahead of myself and do something and re-agitate it. And what I found, even though I don't like to do it, my first line of defense is generally high dose curcumin as an anti-inflammatory.
Right.
I like the Zyflemen product actually from New Chapter a lot. But if that
doesn't alleviate it, I will do a naproxen or an ibuprofen at high doses three times a day.
If I tell you something, will you try it?
Absolutely.
Do you have a lake close to your home?
Near my sister, I do, yes.
Do they rent canoes?
I believe they do.
Okay. Tom, I swear, okay? Okay. Go there one weekend, rent a canoe, and paddle the canoe, alternating a couple rows on the left, a couple rows on the right. And in the beginning, it'll be hard because lifting your arm all the way up and getting that oar in the water and pulling it back is going to hurt the front head. The pain will go away after about 5 or 10 minutes, and row the canoe, and then tell me that day all of the pain in your shoulders are gone for the next couple days.
I definitely will try that.
And I found this out quite by accident. Elisa wanted to go canoeing one day. It was the windiest day we could have picked. We were in Harrods Creek, and there were all these giant, what looked to me like ocean liners, but they were like yachts and stuff. And we kept finding our way in the path of them, and I was rowing for my life just not to get crushed. And I got off that boat, and I lifted my left shoulder without even thinking about it and said to her, oh, my God, all the pain is gone in my shoulder. And it didn't come back for a few days. And I think that if I started rowing regularly, I could repair my shoulders completely. I don't know what the action is about bringing the arms overhead, having them work in tandem, pushing down with one, pulling with the other, and switching sides. But I promise you that if you do this, you can rehab your shoulders.
I'm definitely going to give that a try.
How about diet? How has diet changed for you now that you're older? Are you more cautious? Do you seek out things like grass-fed beef, or do you just eat whatever beef you can get your hands on?
Well, it's a rough one. The amount of protein that I consume. I try whenever I have a Whole Foods near me, and I try to purchase a lot of my beef there. I don't believe it's grass-fed, but it's hormone-free. So I know the validity of the grass-fed beef, and you know what? Something that I'm actually looking into in my diet.
It really is worth looking into. I mean, you know what? It's the way our great-grandparents ate, and there's a lot of health benefits, but there could potentially be a lot of muscle-building benefits because, remember, there's a lot more omega-3 in it, and we know that when you reduce inflammation, the bad inflammation, muscles recover faster and grow faster. Dan John is a huge proponent of fish oil for that reason, for all of his athletes as well. So it's there is something to be said, you know, about that. So you will be competing in August in the Muscle Beach Classic. Where is the Muscle Beach Classic?
It's in Brick, New Jersey. It's
I know exactly where that is. Oh, that's right by Perth Amboy.
Not far. It's just south.
Yeah, it's by the Amboys. I know where Brick is. Yeah, yeah. So they have a Muscle Beach Classic there in Jersey, huh?
Yeah, it's Jason Arntz is approved, who's a pro bodybuilder in the 212s. He lives in the area. He promotes shows, and that's his national qualifier that he's doing this year out of New Jersey.
So technically, could you end up with a pro card as a result of this?
No, I could wind up qualifying for nationals, which I believe are in Atlanta, Georgia. Which would be in November. And at that point, like I said, you know, for me, my main objective is the Muscle Beach Classic. And at that point, should I be fortunate enough to come out of it with a class win or a overall win, then I would have to sit back and
talk to your wife,
break the news to my wife and say, hey, what do you want me to do here?
Is she Italian, Tom?
Yes, she is.
Forget about it. She's going to tell you, basta. That's it.
Yeah,
enough.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? You got it right on the head.
Tom, do you eat Quest protein bars right up to the competition, you think?
Well, here's the way I'm looking at it right now, because it's funny you mentioned it, because I'm a constant planner. I have like 10,000 notepads of just editing to training diet that I basically am constantly going over. I plan to keep the Quest protein bars in my diet at the least to about 8 weeks out. And then I'm going to kind of, because here's the thing for me is the protein source is phenomenal and so is the carb source. However, at the point where I'm going to be with my diet, I'm going to be at about 180 grams of carbs a day. And if I use two bars, it's going to be 48 grams of approximately 48 grams of carbohydrate that is coming away from what would otherwise be sweet potato, oats,
right,
or another product that I really love, which is Vitargo.
Yeah, Vitargo, which is one of the original waxy maize starch products, right?
Yes. Exactly. It's, you know what's weird? Like, that whole topic, everybody throws that waxy maize out there. But the only reason why waxy maize is even
in the picture is because of Vitargo.
It's because they used it as the starting point.
Right.
But it's still the processing that made it Vitargo.
Yes, yes.
And it's the molecular weight. So waxy maize by itself really isn't a fast carb. Maltodextrin is probably a faster carbohydrate,
yes,
than waxy maize.
Yeah, actually, we had David Barr on the show years ago, and Dave busted the whole myth about waxy maize back then about that whole thing, and pointed out that Vitargo was very, very different and shouldn't be thrown in the same class as waxy maize.
I'm actually curious about the carbohydrate that is in the Physique 2.0 myself, because it's kind of like the counter opposite of Vitargo, because it doesn't cause any insulin response. It's actually it's pretty interesting to me. I want to read more on that product.
Yeah, and you know, Vince Andrich is a sponsor on the show. I'm sure that I can get him to send you some information if you want to check it out.
That would be absolutely awesome.
So in summary, the only reason why you may not eat them all the way up to the competition is because you really want to focus on carbohydrates that do promote a little glycogen storage, which obviously,
yeah,
with the high amount of fiber, that's not the case with the Quest protein bars.
Correct. And then, like, when I get to the end weeks, I tend to try to make almost everything food. And that's when the diet becomes really, at that point, from 4 weeks in, the diet becomes very monotonous and boring, because what you're looking to do is, I mean, everything is either boiled chicken, steamed fish, steamed white fish, and sweet potatoes, oats, which I removed at the last 2 weeks, and replace it with Ezekiel bread.
Mm.
But I mean, you're talking like no fruits, and it's really it's a physique enhancing diet, but it's really not a healthy diet when you really think about this.
Right, right, right. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap it up with Tom Mastrocola. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart. Into fire you can send us.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone.
testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mr. Bombastic, we order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy.
Welcome back.
Mr. Lover. Mr. Lover.
Is that, I think a Shaggy. I thought it was Shabba Ranks for a second. Sorry about that. Okay, welcome back. We're talking with Tom Mastrocola about a lot of things as he prepares. And we're gonna do regular updates with Tom to see about his progress, which we're going to check where he is right now in just a moment. But I have to mention something. And Tom, feel free to chime in here. Tom, you listen to the show, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so as a listener, listen to what I'm about to say. Recently, I did a Google search of my name, which I do periodically to see who's talking about me. And I find a lot of people who have been on the show as guests who have their own blogs. And these are typically blogs that appear to be a bit highbrow. Let's just say that, okay? Whenever they talk about they've been on my show, they always, one way, shape, or form, make an apology for the commercials. Like they'll warn the listener, beware, there's commercials. Or they'll put the time up, like, well, my interview was here to here, so you can avoid listening to the commercials. And I don't want to belabor this, but I'm just baffled why people take offense or feel that having commercials on the show somehow diminishes the quality of the show to where they have to apologize in advance to the people that they're telling they were on the show. I'm just wondering, do people say, hey, I'm going to be on the Oprah Winfrey show next week, watch it, but be careful, there's commercials. What is it about my show that makes people say, but beware, there's commercials? What do you think, Tom?
That I don't know, because I don't find that offensive or detracting whatsoever. I mean, quite the contrary, being someone who's an industry guy, I've actually gone on the different websites of your different sponsors and found a couple to be pretty interesting.
You know, I mean, it's like, I understand that people feel that commercials are a nuisance. And there is like a 3-minute break. Every 10 to 14 minutes, we take a 3-minute commercial break, which is the standard for AM radio, by the way. I learned that at Clear Channel. Actually, Clear Channel does 3.5 to 4 minutes. And so I made it 3. But it's like, guess what? I mean, one guy said, in response to this other guy saying, be careful, there's commercials. One of the commenters said, I've been listening to Supreme Radio for a long time, and yes, there are commercials, but the information in the show is very good. And I kind of felt like, you know, he said, after all, it's not his hobby, it's his job. So almost like, well, yeah, you're right, it's his job, he has to make a living at it. Duh. It's like the information is free. You know what I mean? What's the big deal? So you get a couple commercials with it.
I think it goes a little further. And this is just my opinion, and it spins into something else. Reading Randy Roach's book,
you know, like reading and listening to an interview with Pete Kronkowski.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that a lot of people skirt around certain things. I think the fact that you have sponsors that maybe you're involved with, like, the hormone replacement as far as, like, in peptides, I think some people are, they want to detract themselves. They want to take themselves away from that so much that what they want to do is, oh, I have nothing to do with that. I think it all starts and ties back into the fact that nobody is willing to give, when certain issues, nobody's willing to actually fess up and give the true story.
I mean, I talk about my anabolic steroid use openly on the show. You know why I do that? Not because I want to toot my own horn. I want to demystify it, and I want to get it. I wanted people to realize that it doesn't make you a demon. And there's millions of guys out there using, but they're being quiet about it because they're, you know what? Speak up so everybody realizes that we're not all raging, you know, jackasses.
And there's a crazy stigmata on anything of the like. And actually, down the road, I think that one thing I wanted to propose to you was actually to do a show on Behind the Veil of amateur bodybuilding and what really goes on.
I'd love
to. And we'll have a little conversation about that and open it up to questions.
Yeah, no, I love that a lot. But anyway, I'm sorry if those of you out there who listen to the show take offense to the commercials. But, you know, the other option is I can do the podcast and charge for it, and then no one will listen. You know what I mean? So you do, damned if you do, you damned if you don't. All right, so let's talk about, get back to you now. So where, so your August what is the competition date?
It is August 11th. I believe I am, this coming Saturday will be 20 weeks out.
Which is a great place to be because you can really take your time getting the weight
yes.
off. What are your stats now? What do you weigh?
Right now I'm 5'9", 225 pounds.
What do your upper arms tape out at? What are your measurements?
About, my upper arms are about 18 and a half, 18 and three quarters.
Okay.
I am looking to probably, and this is going to sound nuts, but I'm actually looking to go up to about 232 to 235 before I start making the jump in the dropping calories. At this point, what I do is I increase the food intake because, like I told you before, I've eaten instinctually through the holidays and everything else, and I've kept myself in condition, but I haven't eaten like a bodybuilder. So at this point, the protein consumption goes up. There's a diet that we could do a whole show on, who a former Mr. World from Philadelphia, Greg Long, who runs probably the best quote around it, hardcore gym, Long's gym in Feasterville, right on Bustleton Avenue. It's in a dungeon, and he is phenomenal resource. He's really helped me over 3 years. But he has a diet that he's published for Animal, which is part of Universal Nutrition, called the 180. And this is over his 30 plus years of competition. What the diet basically is it based on the 180 number of carbohydrate grams a day. Now, that's a number that he's kind of dialed in over all those years. So at this point, what I do, what's involved with is basically a set point for protein, a moderate to low amount of healthy fats, and what you're doing is you're varying your calories by manipulating your total number of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, where I'm trying to put on a little bit of weight, at the same time clean up my diet, my number is 240. So basically what I'm eating is I'm shooting for about 320 grams to 350 grams of protein a day. And I'm coming in at about 240 to 250 grams of carbohydrate. And I'll do that up until the first week of June. At that point, I'll drop them down to 200. And it's one of those diets where basically as you lower your carbs, it's like two steps forward, three steps back.
Right.
What you're doing is it's instinctual. You're using only two carbohydrate products at a time. And through trial and error, I found for me, whether it be to gain weight or whether it be to harden up, sweet potatoes is my number one product.
Yeah, I know. I love sweet potatoes too.
You don't have to worry about gluten allergies or any other digestive issues. If I feel flat, I take about a third of a pound of pasta. And I just eat regular pasta, about a third of a pound, and you can almost see your muscle belly start to fill back up with glycogen. As far as how the diet works, we could actually do a show because, like I said, I could sit there and explain this diet. It'll take another hour. And basically,
well, we could do that. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do the next show we do? we'll cover this particular diet. I think it would be intriguing and informative for everybody.
Absolutely. I would love that.
And we'll run twice as many commercials that day.
Yeah, we'll run, and we'll put more hormone replacement stuff into it.
There you go. There you go. Listen, give your email address out one more time for those people out there who want to carry the Quest Protein Bar and they want to reach out since you are in wholesale distribution. Give your email address again.
Okay, it's TMASTROCOLA at questproteinbar.com.
Tom, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, thanks, Carl. I'll talk to you real soon.
Talk
Give
soon.
Me that address for those pastries.
Oh, yeah, there you go. The Sfugliatelles are on their way. Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Ciao.
All right, so there you have it. Also, we want to thank Rob Regish for being on during the first hour and doing his Ask the Expert segment. We will have more from him next week, next Tuesday, when we do another Ask the Expert segment. And then later this week, this Thursday, he will be joined by Wade Johnson when we do our roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Hey, I can't get the words out. I must be hungry. Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two